dark chocolate. We all love it. I don't think many people know anything about dark chocolate. So today, I'm going to educate you all about dark chocolate. Okay, let's get started. 70% of world's chocolate is grown in West Africa. Dark chocolate is good for health. It can help to reduce risks of diabetes, stroke, and heart attack. Also, it helps to lower blood pressure and improve vascular function. Chocolate is an $83 billion a year business. Okay, now let's go to some of the problems. One of the major problems is water. There is 1,700 liters of water in a 100-gram chocolate bar. It is one of the main ingredients. This is so bad for the environment as we are taking too much water. This means there will be no water left for the future. If there is an $83 billion business of chocolate, that means tons and tons of water are being taken. Another major problem is deforestation. Research shows that cocoa is driving ongoing deforestation from Asia to Amazon. There has been found various cocoa-producing areas have high risk of deforestation. This is contributing to extinction of a variety of animals. This is also affecting native animals. Deforestation is wrecking their habitat and killing them. Animals are an important part of the world, so we have to keep them safe. Now let's go to some of the solutions. One of the solutions is to reduce how much time you buy a chocolate in a year. And some of the other ones are to replant cocoas on existing cocoa plantations and also to use 100% sustainable ingredients. Thank you all for listening to me. Ooh, dark chocolate. We all love it. I don't think many people know anything about dark chocolate. So today, I'm going to educate you all about dark chocolate. Okay, let's get started. 70% of world's chocolate is grown in West Africa. Dark chocolate is good for health. It can help to reduce risks of diabetes, stroke, and heart attack. Also, it helps to lower blood pressure and improve vascular function. Chocolate is an $83 billion a year business. Okay, now let's go to some of the problems. One of the major problems is water. There is 1,700 liters of water in a 100-gram chocolate bar. It is one of the main ingredients. This is so bad for the environment as we are taking too much water. This means there will be no water left for the future. If there is an $83 billion business of chocolate, that means tons and tons of water are being taken. Another major problem is deforestation. Research shows that cocoa is driving ongoing deforestation from Asia to Amazon. There has been found various cocoa-producing areas have high risk of deforestation. This is contributing to extinction of a variety of animals. This is also affecting native animals. Deforestation is wrecking their habitat and killing them. Animals are an important part of the world, so we have to keep them safe. Now let's go to some of the solutions. One of the solutions is to reduce how much time you buy a chocolate in a year. And some of the other ones are to replant cocoas on existing cocoa plantations and also to use 100% sustainable ingredients. Thank you all for listening to me. Ooh, dark chocolate. We all love it. I don't think many people know anything about dark chocolate. So today, I'm going to educate you all about dark chocolate. Okay, let's get started. 70% of world's chocolate is grown in West Africa. Dark chocolate is good for health. It can help to reduce risks of diabetes, stroke, and heart attack. Also, it helps to lower blood pressure and improve vascular function. Chocolate is an $83 billion a year business. Okay, now let's go to some of the problems. One of the major problems is water. There is 1,700 liters of water in a 100-gram chocolate bar. It is one of the main ingredients. This is so bad for the environment as we are taking too much water. This means there will be no water left for the future. If there is an $83 billion business of chocolate, that means tons and tons of water are being taken. Another major problem is deforestation. Research shows that cocoa is driving ongoing deforestation from Asia to Amazon. There has been found various cocoa-producing areas have high risk of deforestation. This is contributing to extinction of a variety of animals. This is also affecting native animals. Deforestation is wrecking their habitat and killing them. Animals are an important part of the world, so we have to keep them safe. Now let's go to some of the solutions. One of the solutions is to reduce how much time you buy a chocolate in a year. And some of the other ones are to replant cocoas on existing cocoa plantations and also to use 100% sustainable ingredients. Thank you all for listening to me.